This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris,
and we're taking your calls as always, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. There's big trouble in Turkey, apparently.
Big Trouble in Little Turkey. That was a movie, wasn't
it? No, Turkey's not that little, and No, the movie was Big Trouble in Little China.
I get that confused all the time.
But, you know, Turkey is, you know, of Middle Eastern countries, and I don't know if Turkey necessarily fits the original definition of Middle Eastern country.
Yeah.
And the reason I say original is because George Bush expanded the definition of Middle Eastern country to be everything in North Africa all the way over to and including Afghanistan.
Yeah. And Turkey is a longtime ally of the United States.
Right. And Turkey also, you know, they're formally, or rather, yeah, formally, not formerly, formally, a non-religious country. You know, they're
secular,
you know,
country.
Secular is the term I was looking for. So they're officially secular, meaning that there is no state-run religion, no state-run church. Can't say the same for countries like the United Kingdom,
sure,
where the Queen is the head of the Church of England.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, you know, Turkey, very different from a lot of countries that people think of as quote-unquote Muslim countries.
Right. But they did elect a Muslim president, President Erdogan. So this is coming from the New York Times. The headline is, President of Turkey urges resistance as military attempts coup.
Now, my first question here is, because we know that Turkey has been an ally of the United States, and we know that the U.S. government has funded and backed coups in other countries, is this coup something being backed by the U.S. government?
Time will tell. Maybe that will come out, maybe it will not. The other thing is, Turkey is a NATO member. So this, to me, brings into question, does the communal defense portions of the NATO agreement, does that just not, it doesn't apply to the president, or it doesn't apply to the existing administration? Does it only apply if they're attacked from another
outside
power, outside from,
right,
but
what
not
happens
inside,
when the military, as is happening in Turkey and as happened in Egypt, and we do know that the U.S. government supported the Egyptian military in their coup.
Right.
What happens when the military of a NATO member country decides to take power from the quote-unquote duly elected government?
Right. Well, it certainly depends on how important the resources may be to the United States.
Certainly.
I hate to go right there, but that's pretty much what it comes down to. So, back to the story. Istanbul. Military factions in Turkey attempted to seize control of the country Friday night, setting off a furious scramble for power and plunging a crucial NATO member and American ally into chaos in what already was one of the world's most unstable regions. Martial law was declared in Turkey, which has been convulsed by military takeovers at least three times in the past half century. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which I apologize to President Erdogan if I'm slaughtering his name.
Erdogan, I believe,
there
is how it's pronounced.
Okay, the Islamicist president who has dominated politics for more than a decade and sought to exert greater control over the armed forces was forced to use his iPhone's FaceTime app from an undisclosed location to broadcast messages beseeching the public to resist the coup attempt. Quote, "There is no power higher than the power of the people," unquote, he said in a night of wild confusion and contradictory accounts of who was in control. "Let them decide what they will at do what they will at public squares and airports." After Mr. Erdogan spoke, many of his followers obeyed his orders to go into the streets, and mosque loudspeakers exhorted his supporters to go out and protest against the coup attempt. The state-run Anadolu news agency said 17 police officers were killed in a military helicopter attack on a police special forces headquarters outside of Ankara. There were also reports that fighter jets had shot down a military helicopter used by coup plotters. The United States Embassy said in a statement that, quote, "shots had been heard in Ankara," unquote, and urged American citizens to take shelter. Social media outlets worked intermittently or were blocked. The event began unfolding late Friday, roughly around 10 p.m., as the military moved to stop traffic over two of Istanbul's bridges, which cross the Bosporus and connect the European and Asian sides of the city. So it's a mess, and this undoubtedly has got to be of great concern to the administration, to the U.S. military. Like we said, a NATO member, and historically, Turkey played a vital role during the Cold War, and this was not a name that came up frequently, but NATO's history, the U.S. military's history and U.S. intelligence history with Turkey goes back to the Cuban Missile Crisis. So when the Russians backed down and we made some deals, we agreed to pull back some of our mid-range and short-range nuclear missiles. Then part of that deal was also that we would be allowed to place some monitoring sites in Turkey.
And even though Turkey is, you know, an ally of the U.S. government, there's sort of a tenuous relationship, because the U.S. government will give funds to the Kurds.
Right.
And the Turks, specifically the Turkish government, doesn't take too kindly to the Kurdish separatists, some of whom live in area claimed by Turkey.
Right.
So, you know, Turkey doesn't like, or at least the government of Turkey, or what was the government of Turkey, it might now be the Turkish military running the country, but the former or possibly still government of Turkey doesn't like the fact that the U.S. government is funding a group that they see as terrorist.
As a threat. Yeah, absolutely. This is, it's hard to look, it's hard for me to look at the Middle East or anything occurring in Turkey or in Iraq and not just hear Ron Paul in the back of my head going, blowback, blowback, right, blowback, because there is, none of this is ever going to end well. And, you know, we see the rise of radical Islam, and I'm one of those people that will say that, but I place the blame fairly squarely on the shoulders of U.S. foreign policy and the foreign policy of a lot of other countries, too. But, you know, we kind of reap what we sow in these cases.
Right. And, you know, there was the famous quote by George H.W. Bush in talking about Iraq, I believe it was, or Iran, one of the two, where he said, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." Well, in this case, with Turkey, it seems like the frenemy of my frenemy is my frenemy. Like, I'm not really sure how to describe this whole weird situation to where the U.S. is allies with the Kurds. The Kurds hate the Turks, but the U.S. is also allies with the Turks. And somehow it works in this sort of frenemy situation.
Well, this is what happens when you implement point-in-time diplomacy and point-in-time strategic planning. So,
what do you mean by point in time?
So at some point in time, it was determined that it was a good idea to support this country or this dictator or this president. And as things evolve, we don't anticipate all these, we can't anticipate all the unintended consequences of our actions.
The seen versus the unseen, and we might be able to get into that a little bit more, as well as your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's not normal for us here on Free Talk Live to give breaking news or, you know, news that is happening a couple hours ago, but, you know, times are, you know, what they are, and Chris had brought in a story about Turkey, and, well, apparently things are getting a little more iffy over there in Turkey. The story from the New York Times is that the Turkish president is urging resistance as the military attempts a coup. Things that I'm reading, time-stamped 30, 40 minutes ago, an hour ago, is that the Turkish military, this from Twitter, and I'm not sure how this is necessarily getting out, because according to one report, access to Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube are being blocked from inside Turkey, while state-owned TRT television has gone off the air, and their website shows the weather. But, nonetheless, information is coming out. Dogan News Agency reports that President Erdogan or Erdogan's jet has left southern Dalaman Airport and is still in the air. Turkish military, this from another tweet, hashtag Turkish military says in statement, to restore constitutional order, human rights, the rule of law, and democracy, they have taken control. The Bulgarian military has deployed troops to the Turkish border because of the coup. And there are other reports about media being suppressed or shut down. Government authorities resume control of state broadcaster. Soldiers, part of attempted coup, are arrested. So it seems as though some of the people in the coup may have been arrested, but the Turkish military, at least according to one report, is that the Turkish military has taken over. So it's kind of iffy what is going on in Turkey. But we will try to find out exactly what's going on. And, of course, if you know, please call in 855-450-FREE.
So, I don't know. I'm seeing the same thing all over lots of different media. The intelligence agencies in Turkey are claiming that the coup is over, that it is a done deal.
That it was successful or it was successfully repelled?
Successful.
Okay.
That it has been done. So I'm really just trying to Google and see where I can find some more recent news on this. I think it will be interesting, and I know the U.S. State Department's going to be releasing a statement here shortly. I did see that was coming, so maybe we'll see what they have to say, too.
Right. So let's jump back into, even though it's, you know, not necessarily the most up-to-date information, but this article from the New York Times, where there were reports of gunfire in Istanbul's central Taksim Square, where supporters of the Turkish president had gathered, but there were no reports of injuries, and it appeared that security forces were being restrained. On the Bosphorus Bridge, which was closed earlier in the evening by the military, there were reports of gunfire as protesters approached. And according to NTV, a television news channel, three people were injured. Aides to the Turkish president repeatedly said the coup attempt would fail. And they said it was far from certain in the early hours of Saturday that the coup would succeed. And of course, now, Friday evening, would be sometime early Saturday in Turkey. It seems as though the coup may have been successful, but again, not entirely positive.
Yeah, Al Jazeera is also quoting the military, saying that Turkey Prime Minister says coup attempt has been foiled. So we have one side basically saying, nope, it's over and done with, and we took over the government, and the other side saying, nope, they failed completely. So who knows? At this point, who knows?
Yeah, at this point, it's one of those things of nobody really knows. Everybody seems to be speculating. And even though social media in Turkey is reportedly shut down, things are coming out, and I'm seeing something here on Twitter from Al Arabiya English that the Turkish president's plane apparently has landed in Istanbul. So, not really sure exactly what is going on, but we will try to figure that out. Let's move from talking about Turkey to, Donald Trump has announced his vice presidential nominee.
He did.
And there's a lot of questions that are now left unanswered.
Before we get into this, can I just express how irritated I am by politicians that I'm going to announce tomorrow at 11 a.m. and the news breaks the day before, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I think it was. Oh, he's gonna choose Pence from Ohio?
Indiana,
I'm sorry. And immediately the Trump campaign comes out and goes, nothing is definite, no decisions have been made. I'm like, okay, really? So you're literally telling me that, what, Donald Trump is going to wait till, what, 8 o'clock in the morning, 3 hours before he's supposed to make the announcement to actually decide who's going to be on stage with him? This drives me nuts.
Yes, so Donald Trump has named Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, to be his running mate. And so now the question, there's actually two questions. The question that first came to my mind is, now that Mike Pence is no longer running for re-election as governor in Indiana because he can't appear on the ballot twice in Indiana due to state law, who will the Republicans name as their gubernatorial candidate? Actually, the first question was, will they be able to name a new candidate? And then after finding out that, yes, in fact, they would be able to, the question then becomes, who will it be? And then secondarily, who will the Democrats wind up naming as their vice presidential candidate? Will Bernie Sanders wind up joining Team Hillary? We know that he has endorsed Hillary. But will she wind up naming Bernie as her running mate, or will it be somebody else?
It's an interesting thought. I've had that thought, too.
If Hillary is officially running as a New Yorker, then do you really want two people from the East Coast representing your party?
I really don't want any of them. Fortunately, I don't belong to any political party, so it doesn't matter to me.
Right, but there might be some Democrats that are listening, and I would love to hear your thoughts on who the Democrats should nominate. 855-453, or if you're a Republican, what do you think about Mike Pence? This is Free Talk Live.
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And when you go to bed tonight and you lay down to fall asleep, I want you to concentrate on the position of your head and neck. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My pillow and Chris's pillow are designed to fit to the shape of your body and mold your neck in the proper position. I've been sleeping with a MyPillow. Yes, that's the name of it, MyPillow. I've been using one for months. Chris, you said you've been using one for years.
Yeah, girlfriend for a couple years, and me, myself, for about a year, I think.
And will you say that it's the best pillow that you've ever used?
Hands down. It's been great. I've suffered from neck and I had a car accident when I was very, very young, but I've had neck problems and back problems my whole life. It truly has helped.
You can wash your MyPillow in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and it's ready to go again. When was the last time that you threw your pillow in a washing machine? Can you imagine how many dust mites and other stuff are on that thing? Don't worry. I have a solution. Go to MyPillow.com and buy a pillow. Don't worry. If you don't like it, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. But why would you not like this? This thing is amazing. The pillow itself is guaranteed for 10 years. And if you use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, you will get a second pillow absolutely free. Go to mypillow.com, code FTL. We're talking Trump, specifically the big announcement that Trump has named his running mate as Indiana Governor Mike Pence. And that opens up a bunch of questions that a lot of people weren't even really thinking about, specifically who's now going to be the Republican gubernatorial nominee in Indiana. And, well, we might have that question, and that opens up a completely new question. I'll tell you what that is and who. But first, your phone calls, 855-450-FREE. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, I really do that, you know, robotic police is going to take over. It's a wave of the future. Because, you know what, like I said, if you run over a red light camera or shoot out a speeding van, you know, it's replaceable and we could fix it. But, you know, if you shoot a police, you know, their life is taken away. You can't fix a police and bring it back to life. And so I think it's catching on.
Hold on. You mentioned several things here that are not necessarily related. You mentioned people running red lights. The guy that shot out the red light camera. And then somehow those two things equal killing a police officer, so therefore we need robot cameras or robot police?
But my train of thought is that, you know, we had an officer get shot to death at a traffic pullover. I guess they were speeding at Rio Rancho like 4 months ago. He was killed because over an everyday traffic stop, and most of the police are shot and killed doing that. So if we have the speeding vans, has no person in it, you can't shoot it. You can shoot it, but it's not dead. We're going to fix it. We can replace it. You know, that's the point that I'm making. So that our traffic.
So you want robots that have absolutely no emotion and no thought, and they'll just do what they're programmed to do, and there's no, you were going 3 miles over the speed limit. I'm just going to give you a warning. No, the robot
Robo-cop.
Police officer.
Can we call it RoboCop?
We could call it RoboCop.
I'm gonna coin that because I think it's a catchy name.
Yeah, you know, the RoboCop would wind up saying, "You broke the law. Here is your ticket. I don't care that you're in labor and you need to go to the hospital. Here is your ticket."
Yeah. So, how do you deal with those exceptions, sir? And also, how do we deal with issues of lethal force? Can you trust just the programming of a robot to shoot the bad guy or
everyone
defend
is guilty? Everyone is guilty.
Well, no. I mean, does that make the robot the judge, jury, and executioner?
Well, you know, I would just like the robot, the way it is, the red light cameras and the speeding vans, just handle the traffic part of it. Not that they don't have the ability to shoot back or analyze like a critical situation.
So you want a robot to pull people over, or you want them to just send the tickets in the mail? Like, how do you want the robot to handle when somebody goes 37 and a 35?
Well, you know something? I feel like they should have a special appeals court. So if there's kind of dispute, they should have a fair system, or they should be able to call and.
Oh, I agree. There should be a fair system. We don't have that right now. We've got court to where you show up and the judge says, "Well, the police officer man is here and he wrote some stuff down on a piece of paper, and you haven't sufficiently proven that you didn't do what he wrote on the paper, therefore guilty."
Plus, you showed up, which means you must be guilty, or you're wasting our time. So
we're going to punish you for showing up.
You're wasting our time, so doubly guilty, and now you wind up having to pay more than if you would have just sent us money in the first place.
Yeah, so Sarah, I'm not sure that what you're talking about, what you're describing, doesn't exist already. So there are red light cameras. There are automated systems to deal with speeders and people who run red lights, and I think a lot of that is already automated. So the red light camera doesn't just take a picture. It can also do character recognition. It can see what the license plate is, and the computer can pretty much look it up, say, okay, well, this vehicle belongs to Daryl W. Perry, so we're going to look up the last known address of this, so let's set up a print job to send him a ticket.
Well, and another thing that it's very effective is it deters crime. In other words, if the drug dealers come out 2 o'clock in the morning, deal drugs, or in other words, they have such a, if somebody steals and breaks into somebody's house and then they're running off, the red light cameras, obviously they're going to be speeding, acting crazy, but they'll have good pictures of it. So, you know, my argument is that...
All right, how's the red light camera going to capture the person breaking into somebody's house?
No, if he speeds off afterwards.
Right, but they won't know that he sped off because he broke into somebody's house. She says somebody breaks into a house at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then they speed, and the red light camera captures that.
Well, I think what Sarah may be unintentionally advocating is total surveillance all the time.
Oh, she's advocated that previously on this show.
Yeah. But
she wants surveillance everywhere except for in her house.
Exactly.
Because she's not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. But that's the problem. Do I want to be surveillance?
Okay, if I don't want to be surveillance with a Starbucks secret camera in the bathroom, I don't want it in my dressing room. If I go to like a European body scrub, you know, they're scrubbing my body, I don't want a camera in there when I'm naked and they're scrubbing me down with salt, body scrub, or I don't want a camera, when I'm in a massage parlor getting a massage.
Okay, so
I don't want a camera, but you know what? Intersection where everybody's fully clothed, they're not doing anything private. Okay,
how about,
they want their privacy right. What privacy right? And they're disowning each other.
But you have that right. But you're saying that I don't. If I don't want to be filmed, I don't mind being filmed by other citizens, but I have a problem with the government collecting images of me that may reveal the movement of my mouth, that may be able to be lip read. This is a really slippery slope, Sarah. It's one of those things that you and I are probably always going to disagree on. I'm going to favor the side of liberty and freedom over the supposed needs of safety in the government.
Hold on, Sarah. We'll bring you right back, and you can answer Chris's question about the need for safety versus Sarah's need to know everything that everybody else does. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything: refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Should the government know everything that happens when you are not inside of your house? Should they? Some people want them to. And one of those people is on the line with us right now.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure that Sarah's advocating just government everywhere, always watching, always seeing Big Brother. But I think she feels, and Sarah, correct me if I'm wrong, but you see that there would be public safety and sort of for the good of everyone if some of these types of programs were implemented. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying because, you know, we already tolerate cameras every time we walk into a bank, Circle K store, Walmart, CVS,
Do you see the difference, Sarah? Do you see and understand the difference between the cameras inside your bank and the cameras that you want the government to be operating on the street corners that see everything that happens when you're not inside your house or inside a building?
Well, I mean, yes, there's a danger that many of the, you know, Circle K clerks have been shot and robbed. And, of course, the banks have been robbed and shot over and over again. So then my conclusion is that, okay.
If only those cameras were run by the government, then that would somehow prevent people from doing bad things?
Well, there is larger consequences of T-boning, people running, hitting and running. They do that all the time here at night. The first car run over them, the second car run them and keep on going. They hit people, and they run off because they don't want to get caught. And they can afford to run off because they know there's no cameras. And people are hurting people, putting them in hospitals. They're being killed. And well, I see
are doing stuff in front of cameras as well, Sarah.
And I guess the difference to me, Sarah, the difference between Circle K and
private business
and, you know, on a street corner is, if I don't want to be filmed, then I might choose not to shop at Circle K. That's fine. I have that choice. It's a sort of a free country, and I could go shop somewhere else. That's a choice I can make.
You also have the option, Chris, of never leaving your house.
Right. But if I want to go from point A to point B down the street, or I want to enter a government building or something like that, now it's not a private company that has my information. It's the government, and the government is also recording all my phone calls. It's recording this radio show as we speak right now. It is recording every text, everything you do on Facebook, and I don't like that. Why would I acquiesce and say, please, dig into my life a little bit more?
But here's the thing. I'm talking about red light cameras at large intersections where we don't have a restraint where people are not being filmed. It runs, it causes, you know, T-bone accidents at 60 miles an hour, and they both wind up in a hospital, and one dies with a head injury.
But here's what happens with government. When we give them an inch, they take a mile. So let's say we'll go ahead and put just these red light cameras, and we'll install these cameras at the largest, only at the largest intersections. And the government does that for a while.
You mean kind of what exists in most major cities right now, Sarah? Thank you for the call.
It's the problem is the slippery slope. It never stops where government says it will. It doesn't matter what the topic is, unless it's tax cuts.
Right, and then they stop those before they ever get implemented.
Yeah, exactly.
So we had mentioned before Sarah called in about Donald Trump naming his running mate as Mike Pence. And this is one of those things to where people that don't pay attention to politics all the time might not realize all of the dominoes that have fallen because of this one decision. Because Mike Pence is prohibited from appearing on Indiana's ballot twice. He had been seeking re-election as governor of Indiana, but now he's going to be on the ballot as the vice presidential nominee, barring some absolutely weird thing happening at the Republican convention next week.
Right.
So he has withdrawn from the gubernatorial race, which means that the Republican committee in Indiana has 30 days to choose a replacement.
So that's kind of interesting. It's not like they're going to hold another primary or a primary or anything like that. It's not up to the Republican voters.
There's not a primary. The Republican committee that I believe is made up of 22 individuals will now choose the new nominee.
Oh, I'm sure that's not made up of insiders and
power hungry. Here's the thing. There are also two House districts that are going to have nominees because one member of Congress, Susan Brooks, has withdrawn from her House race because she hopes to be the new gubernatorial nominee. And another member of Congress from Indiana, Todd Rokita, also withdrew from his race. Just 6 minutes before the deadline. Therefore, the Indiana Republican Party will not only be replacing its gubernatorial nominee, but also two of its U.S. House nominees. Will one of these two members of Congress be the gubernatorial or lieutenant gubernatorial candidate? Because I had heard that the lieutenant governor may have withdrawn from his race.
So basically, if you're looking for a career in politics, it sounds like Indiana's hiring. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and unlike Indiana's neighbor, they don't have a gubernatorial wing of the state prison. Now, we did several weeks ago talk about the possibility of some kind of delegate revolt at the Republican convention of some of the Trump delegates that don't want to vote for Trump, maybe not voting. And I had mentioned about the lawsuit that had been filed in Virginia. Well, the federal court ruled earlier this week that Virginia law should not force all of the state's delegates to vote for the presidential candidate that won the state. Under Virginia law and RNC rules, all delegates in the state must vote for the winner of the primary, even though Donald Trump only won the primary with 34% of the vote. Delegate Carol Carell Jr., however, said he did not want to vote for Trump at the convention July 18th through the 19th in Cleveland, and filed a lawsuit stating that the rules requiring him to do so violate his free speech. On Monday, Judge Robert Payne of the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Virginia ruled that the state's law indeed does impose a severe burden on the First Amendment rights and blocked the enforcement of the state's legal requirement.
Wow.
However...
But wait, there's more, folks.
But wait, there's more. The judge also said that his ruling does not impact the RNC rule that says that all Virginia delegates have to vote for the primary winner, meaning the legal victory may only be symbolic. Quote, delegates are free to vote their conscience, and no amount of intimidation by the Trump campaign or meddling by the Democrats in the Republican process will change that fact. That's from the delegate, Carol Carell, who filed the suit. There's a quote from Payne. I thought there was a quote from Payne in this article, but there's not. But basically, the judge said that while the state law violates free speech, he does not have the authority to wind up changing the political party's rules. So, yeah, state law can't force the delegates to cast the ballot, but the Republican Party rules, and let me just, you know, briefly restate exactly how it's worded, is that the delegate has to cast, if they cast a ballot, it must be for the candidate that they are pledged for. There's no rule requiring anyone to actually cast a ballot.
Well, call me crazy, but I'm kind of happy that the judge didn't rule and say that, no private club, your rules are wrong, so I'm going to change them.
Right.
I kind of give them that. It's a shame. I mean, I wish that, well, believe me, I wish there were more truly viable political parties in this country.
Well, one thing that
problem really is duopoly.
Well, one thing that I find to be incredibly funny is not necessarily the right word, but the judge admitted that the Republican Party is a private organization,
right?
But yet the Republicans and the Democrats continue to get government funding to fund their process.
Yeah,
why are government? Why are private entities being funded by force with taxpayer dollars?
You're giving me a headache, Daryl. Quit asking me difficult questions like this.
Absolutely absurd. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. Hour three is next. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.